we talked about doing a meditation where we imagine the light, and who's the light?
Jesus,
you know. And we've been given, we've been given guidance through the Bible about the light of God. You know, there's people that don't accept Jesus, who is the light, who talk about the light. But there's a verse that says, if the light that's in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
Mm-hmm.
So the darkness can try to make believe it's light. So we walk in the light, as you said yesterday, we walk in the light as he is in the light. Jesus is the true light. And so when we meditate and we receive the light and the life of God, we're concentrating on Jesus Christ and him alone. And so we are told frequently in the Bible to meditate. And if you see something that's confused in the church of Jesus Christ, the followers of Jesus, it's because the enemy has helped to confuse it.
Mm-hmm.
And one interesting thing to look at is look where the most confusion is, the topics that are the most confused in the church, the universal church. So one group, Baptists believe it this way, Pentecostals believe it this way, Charismatics another way. You know, if there's confusion on a topic, then there's probably power there to set people free.
Mm-hmm.
So tongues is very confused. Tongues is a powerful tool to help set people free. Baptism is confused. It's a powerful tool to set people free. Communion, it's very different. One part of the church, they believe it literally becomes Christ's body. Another part of the church, it's merely a symbol. Which is it? Well, it's probably somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a powerful. So meditation is one of those things that is confused because people think meditation is something that the New Age people do.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they stole meditation from God doesn't mean that it's their thing, right? I mean, David was talking about meditation in Psalm 1.
Yeah.
He meditated day and night. Jesus meditated all night long, And so he meditated all night long and then walked on water. Good stuff can happen to you when you're meditating. Just because one group of people adopts something that's really belongs to God doesn't mean that we're supposed to ignore it. And so meditation is something that's important to do. The Bible says, be still and know that I'm God.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean to just be still. A lot of times in New Age meditation, they just tell you to be still. But we're supposed to be still, but there's an active thing going on in our heart. Be still and know that I am God. And it's like, what have we been talking about? What you know about God becomes our faith. It's what's real to our hearts. So knowing God builds my faith in God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so true meditation is meditating and knowing that I'm God. Or like David said, King David, he said, I meditate in your word day and night. So you meditate in his word. The word meditate in Hebrew means to deep thinking and speaking it out. So some part of meditation can be speaking it. And so it's an important practice that's been lost in the body of Christ. And then there's all these other parts in these practices that David did, and I don't know what Jesus did, because there's not much about his meditation time, but they called it prayer, and the disciples said, please teach us to pray, because they knew where his strength came from, his time he spent with his Father, right, in the quiet. But I mean, David was a little bit more talkative about what he did when he prayed, David said, I lift my soul unto the Lord. And there's so when we meditate, there's a lifting up of our heart, our awareness, our soul to God for more God. It's like a yearning and I lift up my soul unto God,
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the verses that talk about lift up your heads, ye heavenly doors, and the King of glory will come in. Be lifted up, ye heavenly gates, and the Lord of glory will come in. Who is the Lord of glory? Mm-hmm. The Lord mighty in battle. The Lord of hosts. He is the Lord of glory. I'm mixing those verses up but a little bit, but they're all there.
Doors and gates.
The doors, we were talking about that. Gates and doors, yes.
Wow.
So our soul is our gate between our spirit and our body. In our spirit, there's a perfect imprint of us. And our spirit's wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the wealth of God is contained in our spirit. All the promises of God are ours in the Spirit. And so we meditate on God, and He lets His reality become more real to our heart, and it opens up our heart to receive more of Him. And of His fullness have all we received, we read that. Of His light, of His word, of His life we receive. And so so we did do a meditation a few weeks back on meditating on the light that is Christ. And so what you do when you first begin to meditate is you want to center yourself on God. And so one of the things that I do is I pray when I start. And, a powerful prayer is the Lord's Prayer. But when we pray it, we don't pray it like a vain repetition. We think about what we're saying, you know. And so, if you don't mind, if we could say the Lord's Prayer together. And so, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I do say that in the King James Version. So anyway, and so after I pray, then you just want to get comfortable. And when you meditate, now this meditation is on the light of God. And it's you don't want to lay down when you meditate, because you don't want to confuse your subconscious, your soul, and your body. You want to sit to meditate and lay down to sleep. You don't want to
your chair.
You want to keep the two separate. So and he's gonna get the lights. It's fine. We're good. So you want to just
comfortable chair. No, I like having a table.
Okay. So you just want to get comfortable, and we just sit back. And if you can put your head back, it's better to do that too, usually. But you can train yourself to sit erect. That's kind of how I do it. And then what we begin to do. Our imagination is something that God created in us. And it's, if you think of everyone in the Bible, their name meant something. Like Isaac's name means laughter, the joy of having the promised seed come is Isaac. And it literally says his name there. And when Joseph was born, when his father blessed Joseph, he blessed him and he said that he was a fruitful branch hanging over a wall. It's the part of us that can see beyond what we've known before. And so Joseph was a dreamer. He was inspired through meditation. Joseph is a big key to understanding meditation, because he could imagine and see what things would be like with God on the scene. And so what happens when we imagine the light, which is Christ, we begin to imagine it, what we, a lot of times we imagine it to be a white light or a golden light. And we just, as we begin to imagine it, the things that we see, the things that we hold in our mind, they start to become real to us, just like the things that we watch on television, or the things that we hear from people, or we think about, those things become us. And so as we begin to imagine what the light of God would be like, we start to believe that the light of God can be perceived by me in this natural world. And then God starts to fulfill my imagination with the reality of his presence. And what I'm imagining will start to become really what he's like in the spirit realm, when his spirit starts to come to us in light. And so what we want to do is we want to sit calmly and relax. We want to refrain as much as possible from swallowing or from itching. If we feel like swallowing, you can, but we just want to get to the point where our body becomes less and less of us. Because our body, our physical bodies, are just a garment, a vehicle. And we don't die when our body dies. Our body dies and we step into Jesus' arms. And so the sooner we start to realize that our body is not us, the more victorious we become in this world, because we start to live as if the spirit is more real than our physical body. And so we just get quiet and calm. It's okay if you swallow, it's okay. Just observe it and we just try to relax. And so we begin to imagine a light over our heads, not in front of us, but over our heads. It can be like a circle of light, a ball of light. It can be like just light itself. It can be strings of light woven together like cotton candy. But it can be golden, it can be white, or it can be a color. And so you just imagine what's comfortable for you to imagine, and you just let that light, which is the light of God, just imagine it over your head. And then you just kind of let it become more and more real. Let it kind of float down. And then just let it come down over your head and face. And be relaxed. And just hold, observing that light. And now it's not only above you, but it's also over your head and face. And you're imagining it. And as you imagine it, it will become more real over time. And God will fill it with his spirit. And then you just kind of let that light saturate your eyes and quicken your eyes and improve your eyesight. And you let it improve your sinuses. And you just let it flow through your brain. And you just let it just kind of sit there around your head and face. And you feel a relaxed feeling. You might feel the light itself, like an electromagnetic force, like light, like if you feel light. And then you just let it go down over your chin and down into your neck. And you just let yourself bask in that light. It's flowing down through your spine. And you just imagine the light now flowing down through your shoulders and down your arms, healing anything wrong there. You just let it flow through your cells, into your hands, all the way to the tips of your fingers. You can feel that light flowing down. You can see it. You're imagining it. You can see the light. You can feel it. The light of Christ is quickening your cells. The very cells of your body are being quickened by the life and light of Christ. And you just kind of relax and let that flow. And then you let that light flow down over your chest. You can feel it permeating your lungs and your heart. It's dissolving any blockages that you have in your arteries and your heart. It's quickening and healing your tissues. You're letting it flow down your back as well. It's healing and quickening your spine, restoring your vertebrae. Just relax. It's flowing down to your abdomen. You can see the light. You're imagining the light. You can see the light. You're letting the light flow through your organs, your stomach, your intestines. You hold it there. If there's any part of you that is in pain or troubles you, you let that light just stay there and saturate it a little bit more. If your gallbladder is a problem, just let it saturate your gallbladder. Just relax and let the light flow. And then you let it flow all the way down your back, and you let it flow down the front of you as well, and you let it flow into your hips. Just relax. When you're very relaxed, you see everything is far away. All the cares of this world are lost in the light and life of Christ. Then you let the light flow down your legs. Just imagine it flowing, feel it flowing. Imagine the feeling. Feel that relaxed feeling flowing. Your body's restoring itself. Flow down over your knees. Let it flow down all your legs all the way to your feet. Let that light flow off the tips of your toes, the bottoms of your feet. Let it restore all the cells in your body. You can just sit there and let that flow down through your body, imagining the light flowing through your entire body. Continuous flow with the river of God. The river of God flowing down through Christ through you by His Holy Spirit. And let the light intensify, become brighter, flowing down from the top of your head, all the way over your body, all the way down to your feet. Relax. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this time together. Father, thank you for the blessing of your light. Thank you for healing each of our bodies, quickening us. Lord, we ask that our faith would be released, that we would know you and know your word more completely. Father, we thank you for your blessing upon each of us. But Father, we ask that your blessing would manifest in our lives in the natural. Father, anything that is blocking us from receiving your provision here in this world and receiving more and more of your reality, more and more of you, more and more of a revelation of your love, that it would be revealed to us, Father. We would know it. Father, we thank you that for these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be on there? I've been waiting.
You okay?
So I wanted to know if that was going to be on the tape, on the recording.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other people that I'm waiting to.
What?
kept feeling like I had to start over. I had to start over all the time.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because I got distracted and... Yeah, I know it's okay.
Well, a lot of times I'll let the energy go back up the spine and then I'll start over.
Yeah.
And then sometimes the light, the Bible says the hidden things of the heart are made manifest in the light.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes, as you were talking about last week, just junk will come up to our mind, stuff that we thought we were over. We just observe it and we just release it to God. We don't get into it. We don't feel that I'm a bad person because of it. We just observe it. And we just make it a burnt offering. Jesus' blood paid for this. I release it to God, you know? And, you know, one of the things that when David lifted up his soul to the Lord, that's actually another meditation where you just let your soul be lifted up into God. And that's the next step. I mean, this is a good starting meditation, and that's like the next step. But that light can become more and more intense. And, but pray first. Say a prayer. Ask God,
mm-hmm.
For protection, for that His angels would look after you. Or pray the Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it's good to center on God.